Under the bill, grooming is defined as a pattern of behavior meant to entice a child into sexual contact, and the bill makes it a crime, with increased penalties if the convicted person targets a child with a disability or more than one child. Republican Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls said it closes a loophole in Wisconsin's sex crime laws.
Grooming is the intentional step-by-step manipulation of a child's trust. It often happens long before any physical abuse occurs, which means under current statutes, prosecutors can't intervene until it's already too late.
The bill's authors pointed to multiple instances where teachers or coaches were found guilty of sending inappropriate messages to young students but convicted of misdemeanors. The bill passed 93-6 with strong bipartisan support. Now it heads to the Senate. On Even Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.